a phase which for them culminated in the Day of Atonement, when they understood that God would bring their sin to an end. And with the covering of their sin, he would inaugurate or usher in a new year. Indeed, this new year was emblematic of the beginning of a new world. A new world beginning with a clean slate. Hallelujah. And for those of us, however, that are born again, and that's, I would suspect, is most of us, if not all of us, I believe this period is representative of the time when the bride of Christ will be snatched away in the twinkling of an eye, a catching away that symbolizes the Day of Trumpets. And these saints will then stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at his bema seat, each person to be judged with mercy and compassion, and then to receive the rewards of our Christian walk. Christ will then return to earth with all these saints to judge the world on what will be the fulfillment of the Day of Atonement. And so, as we conclude today, it's important for us to realize that the Feast of Tabernacles, the last feast celebrated in every Jewish year, is a celebration of entering into God's rest. The first two feasts within Tabernacles, that is the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement, both share two fundamental differences from Passover and Pentecost. First of all, both feasts were never connected to any special historical or national event. And this is understandable, as the Feast of Tabernacles talks about a time that has yet to be fulfilled. Trumpets and Atonement were viewed by the children of Abraham as a time of intense and moral and spiritual introspection for the nation as a whole and for each and every individual. Indeed, it represented an introspection befitting a plaintiff coming before the supreme judge and ruler of the universe and appealing for his life. That's how serious they took it, folks. That's how serious we ought to take it too. Family, the most pressing, fundamental human need is to be free, not only from external oppression, but also from the internal burden of sin. And this is true irrespective of where we live on God's timeline, a timeline that either saw the human soul living during the period of the Old Testament or living, as we do, in the time of the New Testament. Scripture tells us that sin alienates us from God, and I would also suggest from our fellow human beings. And this separation from God causes the human soul to ultimately experience eternal death. For as it says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. Family, the good news, however, is that the gospel of Jesus Christ has made provision to cleanse us from sin and to restore us to a harmonious relationship with him. This marvelous truth is taught not only in the New Testament, as I previously alluded to already this morning, but also in the Old Testament through the annual celebration of the Day of Atonement, or the Day of Yom Kippur. This was the most solemn and holy day in the religious calendar in ancient Israel. The Bible calls it Shabbaton, or the Sabbath of Sabbaths, according to Leviticus 6:31. Numerically, the seventh day multiplied by seven Sabbaths amounts to 49, a figure which in biblical terms has always represented the fulfillment of the age. And with the arrival of this most holy day, the Day of Atonement, a new age begins at the dawning of the 50th day, a day known as the Day of Jubilee. And we'll talk more about the day and the year of Jubilee at another time. And so the reason for this special designation is to be found in the fact that the day celebrated not only God's creation, but also His new creation through the provision of atonement. The Day of Atonement was a day of grace, a day when every Jew looked forward with much anticipation, for it was a day when all Israel could experience a new beginning by being cleansed of their sins and restored to fellowship with their Maker. Leviticus 16:30. On this day shall atonement be made for you to cleanse you from all your sins. You shall be clean before the Lord. What a marvelous provision God made for His people, Israel, to experience an annual cleansing and a new beginning through the Day of Atonement. And to think that He did all this well before and in preparation for the arrival of Jesus Christ. Amazing grace. This example is truly the gospel of Jesus Christ portrayed to us in types and shadows within the pages of the Old Testament, and which finds its fulfillment through Christ's atoning sacrifice. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Family, the ultimate fulfillment of the precious promise of the Day of Atonement will be realized at Christ's return, when He will bind the tempter, judge all sin,